This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Will the government run out of money to pay all of its bills? There is a deal now between President Biden and House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. It would avoid default while limiting spending. But it has to pass the House and the Senate. The AP's Shelley Adler starts us off with Speaker McCarthy.
A House vote has been scheduled.
We're going to put the bill on the floor in 72 hours and pass it.
But Democratic Congressman Jim Himes on Fox News Sunday isn't so sure.
It's not done yet. And all you need to do is check the social media of the Freedom Caucus, who are just obliterating this deal.
A House vote is expected to take place Wednesday. Support from both parties will be needed to win congressional approval before a projected June 5th government default.
A soldier awarded the Medal of Honor after he went missing in battle in the Korean War is finally being buried on this day of remembrance near his hometown in Georgia. The AP's Donna Warder.
Army Private First Class Luther Herschel Story was awarded the Medal of Honor after on September 1, 1950, the wounded 18-year-old stayed behind to cover his fellow soldiers when they made a desperate retreat as North Korean troops closed in around them. Story's resting place long remained a mystery until the U.S. military revealed in April that lab tests of bones of an unidentified American soldier recovered from Korea in October 1950 matched DNA from Story's closest living relative, a niece, and his niece's late mother. Today, he's being buried with military honors at the Andersonville National Cemetery.
Rescue operations have been underway after part of an apartment building collapsed in Davenport, Iowa. Some people have been treated for injuries. Gas is $3.58 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. It was $4.61 a year ago. This is AP News. Russia has been fiercely going after Ukraine's capital again, Kyiv. The AP's Lawrence Brooks has this story.
Russia has unleashed one of its biggest airstrikes on Kyiv since the war began, as the Ukrainian city suffers its second overnight assault in a row. Officials say its defense forces have shot down more than 40 targets during what Kyiv's mayor Vladimir Klitschko describes as another difficult night in the capital. Ukraine's air force claims to have shot down 37 out of 40 Russian-launched cruise missiles and 29 out of 35 drones. The latest wave of Russian strikes on the city come as Ukraine prepares to launch a counteroffensive to reclaim areas that Russian forces have taken. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Two UN agencies are warning of rising food emergencies, including starvation in Sudan, due to the outbreak of war, and in Haiti, Burkina Faso, and Mali due to restricted movements of people and goods. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.